Welcome to today's Sincere Milk of Sunday, the 31st of December 2023. Today's topic is Bible Kids David. Our text today is taken from 1 Samuel chapter 16 verses 1 through 13. Verse 1. And the Lord said unto Samuel, How long wilt thou mourn for Saul, seeing I have rejected him from reigning over Israel? Fill thine horn with oil, and go, I will send thee to Jesse the Bethlehemite. For I have provided me a king among his sons. And Samuel said, How can I go? If Saul hear it, he will kill me. And the Lord said, Take an heifer with thee, and say, I am come to sacrifice to the Lord. And call Jesse to the sacrifice, and I will show thee what thou shalt do. And thou shalt anoint unto me him whom I name unto thee. Verse 4. And Samuel did that which the Lord spake, and came to Bethlehem. And the elders of the town trembled at his coming, and said, Comest thou peaceably? And he said, Peaceably. I am come to sacrifice unto the Lord. Sanctify yourselves, and come with me to the sacrifice. And he sanctified Jesse and his sons, and called them to the sacrifice. And it came to pass, when they were come, that he looked on Eliab, and said, Surely the Lord's anointed is before him. Verse 7. But the Lord said unto Samuel, Look not on his countenance, or on the height of his stature, because I have refused him. For the Lord seeth not as man seeth. For man looketh on the outward appearance, but the Lord looketh on the heart. Then Jesse called Abinadab, and made him pass before Samuel. And he said, Neither hath the Lord chosen this. Then Jesse made Shammah to pass by. And he said, Neither hath the Lord chosen this. Verse 10. Again, Jesse made seven of his sons to pass before Samuel. And Samuel said unto Jesse, The Lord hath not chosen these. And Samuel said unto Jesse, Are here all thy children? And he said, There remaineth yet the youngest, and, behold, he keepeth the sheep. And Samuel said unto Jesse, Send and fetch him, for we will not sit down till he come hither. And he sent, and brought him in. Now he was ruddy, and withal of a beautiful countenance, and goodly to look to. And the Lord said, Arise, anoint him, for this is he. Verse 13. Then Samuel took the horn of oil, and anointed him in the midst of his brethren. And the Spirit of the Lord came upon David from that day forward. So Samuel rose up, and went to Ramah. Key verse. 1 Samuel chapter 16 verse 13. Then Samuel took the horn of oil, and anointed him in the midst of his brethren. And the Spirit of the Lord came upon David from that day forward. So Samuel rose up, and went to Ramah. And Samuel said unto Jesse, Are here all thy children? And he said, There remaineth yet the youngest, and, behold, he keepeth the sheep. And Samuel said unto Jesse, Send and fetch him, for we will not sit down till he come hither. This passage was the conversation between Jesse and prophet Samuel when the Lord sent the prophet to go and anoint one of Jesse's sons. The name of the son was not revealed to the prophet. So, no one ever thought that it would be the youngest that God had in mind. David the eighth and the youngest son of Jesse, a well-to-do farmer, was born in the town of Bethlehem. From an early age, David, while caring for his father's sheep, had occasion to show his bravery by slaying a lion and a bear that had taken a lamb from the flock. It was from the field he was called and anointed king at a very young age. David was one of the most remarkable personalities in the Bible. He was a brave warrior, brilliant poet, and gifted musician. At an early age, David developed a heart and desire for God as his spiritual shepherd. His deep love and desire for God were the primary reasons God chose him as Israel's king and a man after his heart. David was truly an defender of the faith, advocate of true worship of God, victorious warrior, interesting and lovable personality, dependable and loyal servant of God. God's desire for you is to be at the top. If you love and obey him as David did, he will promote you and keep you as the apple of his eyes. Prayer for today. Heavenly Father, please, empower me with your Spirit that I may do great things for your glory in my life. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Further reading, 1 Samuel chapter 17 verse 45 through 50. For more spiritual nourishment from the Sincere Milk Devotional for Kids, visit us at www.sincermilk.app or follow the link on the website to download the Daily Manna mobile app. God bless you.